So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say.
I don't really want
Pass him the mic and get ready to sway.
Hey everybody.
Fucking just, got you guys.
I done time. Been
I should have looked at the clock. You were real good, Tim. Clever.
Well done.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Octavarius podcast. This is episode...
Yeah.
I think this is it.
Yeah.
Small house today. This is episode 92 of the podcast. 92. Feeling blue. Oh. But feeling great. Without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
It's Castelvi.
It's Danielson.
It's Gutierrez.
It's Beowulf.
It's Villarelli.
It's the teens.
Habersburger.
And it looks like we are all ready to... Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. I don't know where the mailbag is, and Mark's not here.
Or he's doing taxes or something.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Does anybody have the mailbag? Oh, do you see something, Cloud?
Yeah, I see the mailbag.
Oh, good.
She sees it.
I have mailbag.
She has mailbag.
Give me a Tootsie Roll. I need mail.
We are recording this, by the way, on October 31st.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming to the Halloween show.
Looks like we have a letter, guys.
Oh, that's good, because we'd have to stop if we didn't get this letter.
I know.
From John H. Hughes.
Oh,
okay.
Hello, John.
He says, "Dear Octavarius."
Hey, John.
Man, remember those great movies from the 90s? Like that one where that guy just ditches school and goes on Chicago adventures?
That's the 80s.
Okay, 80s.
John, Mr. Hughes.
80s and 90s. Just old school movies about... kids having fun. Whatever happened in those movies? Specifically, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Ah, it's a great flick from like 86 or something.
From like 86 or something?
I'm looking at the letter and it says from like 86 or something.
Man, let's talk about that movie. What's up with that?
Thank you, John, for writing it.
Thanks, man.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, by the way, is a film from 1986.
Or something.
This is such a coincidence because, Cloud, you are actually hosting this Sunday's show at Comedy Sports at 7 p.m. That's Comedy Sports Theater, 929 West Belmont. What's your theme going to be this week?
Ferris Bueller's Sunday Off.
Ba 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 boom.
Get ready. It will be a tribute show to Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I'm excited. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
It's easily in my top 10 favorite movies.
Yeah.
Of all time, really?
I don't know my top 10 of all time.
I'll put it in my top 15.
Maybe top 30.
Top 15. Top 30.
There's a lot of good movies out there.
I know there's a lot of good movies out there. I just particularly like this one.
I remember the first time I saw it. It was my mom was dating this guy, and he's like, "Oh, you should show him Ferris Bueller." And she was like, "Oh, I don't know if he's ready for that yet." I can't remember how old I was. Probably like
22.
Yeah, 22 and a half probably.
He's not ready.
No, I was probably in like sixth grade, and. I watched it anyway. They went away somewhere for the weekend, and I grabbed the VHS and I watched it. And I watched it like 8 times.
There's no titties in it. I don't know why it's not like inappropriate.
No, but you know,
it's about a guy. Yeah, it's a guy ditching school, being generally mischievous.
Yeah,
people in their underpants. That's for sure.
I suppose there are.
I watched it like 8 times in a row after I first saw it. There was a lot of rewinding on the VHS.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
I had a very similar experience. I was in the sixth grade when I first discovered Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And, I totally was mesmerized by it and watched it. Oh, God. Yeah, probably, at least 3 times in the first week.
I feel like I must not have seen it until college, I guess. Oh, yeah. Because I don't remember seeing it at a time when, like, taking a day off of school was a promising prospect to me, you know? At least not that taking a day off of school where you know, where the thrill of it is exciting because you have to skirt about your parents and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't see it until post-college, but what I did see is the Pete and Pete episode that's just like it, and various other television shows that are just like it. And I enjoyed them on their own merit, although I assume I would have enjoyed them even more having had seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off before, as that is the style everyone has copied since then. I believe The Simpsons have a similar episode.
Family Guy does.
Family Guy does. Okay. Pete and Pete was the first one that I saw of that style. Pete and Pete's is great.
Yeah.
What were the presidents stuck in the nose? It's great.
I remember the president stuck in the nose.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, I felt very connected to Ferris Bueller also because it was in Chicago, you know, where I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago.
Yeah,
and then he goes, you know, wild in the city. It was awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure people in, like, Sacramento don't share that same sort of feeling for this movie. Maybe they might think it's a fine film still, but...
Have anyone heard of the... any of you guys heard of the argument that... Ferris Bueller is a figment of Cameron's imagination.
Totally. And I watched the film thinking about... Yeah, you guys didn't know that?
No.
Yeah,
I heard that.
I read that. It's God, I think I read it on Cracked. I think I read it on Cracked.
Principal Mooney is chasing after Cameron the whole time?
They're all a part of his beautiful mind, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, the name is very... I guess now I'm thinking about it, like the name Bueller, Ferris Bueller, it's so odd and bizarre. And it's like the Tyler Durden type like name where you hear it all the time in the movie, and it just like it rings a bell.
Yeah, Castelvi, you want to expound upon that?
I haven't heard it from for a while, and I don't know if I generally agree. I think it's very interesting to speculate.
Did you explore it?
A bit. I read I think a similar article that you to you about us. Apparently, they go about how. Because it's very heavily Cameron's, it's his exploration. It stylizes it's in the style of Fight Club in the sense that Ferris Bueller is there to make Cameron come out of his shell, much like Tyler Durden is there to make the narrator.
So I'm on Cracked, and it says one day he's lying sick in bed. Cameron lets Ferris in quotations steal his father's car, take the day off. And as Cameron wandered around the city, all of his interactions with Ferris and Sloane and the impossible hijinks are all just played out in his head. This is part of the reason why the three characters can see so much of Chicago in less than one day. Cameron is just alone imagining it all.
He changes the most out of everyone in this story,
too.
Yeah,
he goes on a bold journey.
Well, then he goes on to say, it isn't until he destroys the car... In a fugue state, does he finally get a grip and decide to confront his father? After which he imagines his final impossible escape for Ferris and a storybook happy ending for Sloane.
I feel like the whole film. The fun thing about Ferris Bueller is that I'm like, although Ferris the name of the film is Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but I feel that we are. It's Ferris teaching us about life.
He's very wise.
The ones that change are us and Cameron.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy. I mean, I love the movie, but I've never like watched it all the way straight through in years. I usually pick. It's always on Comedy Central at like, and I'm like, okay, I'll watch some of this, and then a commercial will happen, and Cheaters will be on. And and so I don't understand the girl is his girlfriend or is this a girl?
His girlfriend.
Because he's like very popular amongst everyone in the school for some reason, right?
They are dating.
Yeah. Is he a senior?
He's a senior.
Oh, he's gotta be.
Yeah.
And she's a sophomore.
Yeah. They make a big deal about him, like if he's caught, then he won't be able to graduate and all stuff.
Yeah. And then the principal just stalks him.
Yeah.
Which is that's madness.
Like, I feel like does Principal Rooney go to jail after the events of that day?
Because he gets on the bus.
Right?
Yeah, he gets on the school bus.
I know.
In the sequence.
I feel like he deserves more of a punishment than that.
Well, these are people in the suburbs. They don't press charges for
breaking and entering.
They don't press charges, really.
Yeah, I feel like what's the sister's name?
Jeannie.
Struck an unspoken deal with him. Like,
oh, you're right.
You know,
and Jeannie kicked him in the fucking face.
Yeah,
several times.
Yeah, I feel like when Jeannie kicked him in the face and all the terrible things that happened to Rooney. Like,
isn't Jeannie his older sister?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's a senior.
Yeah, but I think
she goes to that school.
Yes.
Like, maybe the same grade?
They're in the same grade, yeah.
Aren't they twins? Don't they?
They're like fraternal twins.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So then they're just twins. I see what's going on.
You sound pretty disappointed.
Am I the only one
I was really hoping I was discovered something, like a giant plot hole.
Am I the only one that has taken advice from that movie?
Yeah. How so?
No, I totally love that movie.
Two things come out in my pop.
You
my
stole
head
a car, dude.
I stole a car. I tried to construct a series of ropes and pulleys in my bed, like Ferris did, to hide my body.
Ah, yeah.
As if that would really work in real
life. I feel like everyone's at least thought of that.
Sure, but what I do remember, I got out of school one day because I went to the nurse and I licked my palms.
No.
Like he suggested, and I said, I don't know what's going on. My hands are all clammy. I need to go home.
Oh, my God.
And they called my mom, and I got to go home. Thank you, Ferris Bueller.
Wait, that actually worked?
Well, I mean, it worked for me.
It would probably work the same if you didn't lick your palms.
Yeah, it's
you
probably true.
Didn't give a shit.
That's probably true. It's
like method
junior high nurse.
Yeah, I faked sick with diarrhea a couple times, because that was a pretty good one.
I was such a good kid. I just didn't fake sick.
I was just about to say, we've talked about this in other podcasts, but which is probably why I can't get into Ferris Bueller. Like, he ditches school. He needs to go to school to learn, take his tests. He's going to go do terrible.
It's so much harder to make up your work later.
He's really not playing catch up,
and it's not worth it.
He's shooting himself in the foot for tomorrow.
Thank you, Pistelby. Right. Thank you.
I felt there were things that I needed to learn outside of school, and although I couldn't go out and have like a day that Ferris did, I would use that day to do things that I wanted to do, and I would
sometimes you just gotta lay around on the couch watching like the Cartoon Network eating Hostess snacks and shit for like 4 days, you know.
I would maximize my day. I would study. I would go and study like comedy films. I would like just
you'd watch movies,
but I would, but they would be but they wouldn't
I would
be movies.
Study bacon.
But they wouldn't be.
How bacon cooks, how it tastes.
How
it makes you feel after.
They wouldn't be movies that I'd seen before. I would go and educate myself on new things. I decided to make the most of my day, although I couldn't go out like Ferris could. I did what I could to make the most of the day.
I feel like what Ferris does is he is making them all experience life and living outside of school. It's like just interacting with people and just kind of fucking with the
rules.
Well,
the girl was already cool, right? It was just Cameron who was lame.
She was down to do anything for Ferris, I think.
Yeah, that was the deal.
Can we recap really quick? I'm trying to remember. He calls in sick to school. He gets Cameron to help him.
Who's already
homesick.
Yeah.
They pick up Sloane after stealing the dad's car.
Right.
They go to Jeki, I think, is the name of the restaurant.
Sure.
Yeah,
whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Fancy
I don't
restaurant.
Have my laptop today, guys.
They
so
go to they go to a Cubs game. They go to the art museum.
Yeah. Yes. They go to the stock exchange.
The stock exchange. Yes. There's a parade.
There's a parade. They're at a pool at one point in the film.
That's towards the end.
Yeah. Okay. I heard the parade in the movie isn't staged. It's like an actual parade happening that day.
Trivia!
I'm going to use Bing.
there is a German parade in Chicago.
Yeah.
I just don't remember it being downtown.
Oh,
it is.
It might not be downtown, Biwo, but the annual Von Steuben Day parade was used for the parade sequence.
The Von Steuben Day parade happens further north. I see it every year. Actually,
it's closer to the
Lincoln. That Lincoln restaurant?
Western? So like Lincoln Square?
It was 24 years ago.
Right? Yeah.
Shit.
Well, that parade's been going on forever, man.
I just remember hearing that like it wasn't fake, it was the actual parade, and like people didn't know there was a movie going on.
cameras are did give away.
And then the choreographed dancing too was also.
So. Dude, probably the multiple takes.
Matthew Broderick.
Dude, the Von Steuben Day Parade is fucking off the hook. They would have never known.
No, dude, if you go by there, I shit you not. Next year, if anybody wants to go and at least just walk by and take a peek at Von Steuben Day Parade.
Only if we can all dress like Ferris Bueller.
Well, you know, okay, yeah.
And ruin the parade.
Yeah. Because
you'll see all of these, like, random families in Lederhosen. It's ridiculous. It's as ridiculous as the film looked. It's
where can I get Lederhosen in this day and age, besides the internet?
I can find you some Lederhosen.
Dude, just go to the internet.
No, and Lincoln
Square. Challenge, Tins.
Lincoln in between Western and, what is it?
What is it? It's just like shorts with suspenders and a white shirt is essentially what it is.
Well, right? Lederhosen is actually leather shorts.
It's leather shorts?
Yeah, later.
Houseofbavaria.com.
Oh, really? Is that the place?
Well, there's nothing here. Hold on.
But yeah, you can get... I actually wore Lederhosen as a kid because I'm of German descent and my mother was doing a thing on our heritage. Onion?
It's going to cost you probably $170 to $183.
Yeah, how much is it going to cost with Octavarius printed on it?
about the same, I bet.
But yeah.
They look nice, though.
I do like that Ferris Bueller used that real parade. I feel like it's a fun love letter to Chicago. I think it makes Chicago look like a magical place.
So they did the parade, and then... Is that it? Is that all?
I'm trying to think. I think that was it, right?
Well, then things kind of wind down. They discover that, like, the miles won't go down. They try to turn back the miles.
Right.
They get stuck.
And there was also side things happening during the entire film.
Yeah.
Like with Rudy and...
almost running into his parents.
It's just an impossible amount of time.
Yeah.
You don't think it's possible?
It's all right, let's say... I don't think it's possible at all. Let's say it starts at 8:30.
Yeah.
All right, it starts at, like, 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have to be back by like what, 4 or 5?
Well, we have to count a correct hour school day. If you start at 8:30, then you have to end at 3:30.
But you're not trying to get at the end of your day. You're trying to get before your parents get home.
Okay, so that's I guess
like 5, 6 maybe.
Let's give 5:30.
Let's say 6.
Let's be fair. 5:30.
Now
they're close. They're a close suburb. I'm guessing by the foliage. North Shore suburb, so probably, yeah, half hour, 40 minutes.
Now, these guys didn't go to...
Maybe like an hour, hour and a half.
They didn't attend the entire Cubs game now, did they?
No.
They must have just popped in for an inning or two.
Well, yeah. They were there at the beginning because the guy makes the joke that it's nothing-nothing and they just started.
Okay, so that would be probably around 120 to 145, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so 120 because it's when the day game starts.
Yeah,
120.
Yep, yeah.
And if they stayed for the whole time, what time would it end? Like 3?
Well, they couldn't have done it at 8:30 because they had to pick up Sloane, who was already at school.
But she might have been just in her first period. Let's say she started early at like 7 or something.
You know, it could have been. It's possible that it was a 12:15 game because every once in a while they'll do a 12:15.
Okay.
If it's an Eastern, if it's an East Coast team, sometimes they play 12:15 instead of 1:20.
So they could have stayed till like 1 and then went to lunch?
Which is possible at Shea Louis.
I want to say it's Shea Key.
But surely, not even trying to schedule the thing and slot out where everything was when. Surely they stayed for the whole lunch, right? So
they
were there for an hour, hour and a half.
Because they're from downtown to Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
They were in a couple of cabs. I feel like they just took cabs everywhere.
It still takes a while.
Yeah, it looked like it was cabs.
Where do these kids get these income from? This is a lot of money.
Yeah.
They're North Shore families. North Shore families.
Yeah, in a nice house.
Judging by the foliage.
Classic $1,000 a week
nice
allowance.
Yeah, that must have been easily $500 a day for all of them.
Oh, yeah.
For each of them.
Mm-hmm. And they had to park their car.
The Art Institute was free then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Of course, they didn't have to pay
for that. Cub game was a lot cheaper.
I'm sure it was like $16 a person.
Yeah, they were even stuck in.
It was the 80s.
I mean,
times were different.
The Cubs were pretty good then. They went to the NLCS in 84. Or no, they just lost in the division.
Yeah, but 89.
Yeah.
Well, but no, also 84 with Ron Sandberg.
Oh, okay.
And Andre Dawson.
Fun fact.
What would be your all right, so you get off of high school, you have in like $1,000, to spend. What do you do?
Shit.
Oh, what's our day off?
Shit. Thing. Like, I could do, like, very little.
Well, like, well, let's say we're in the city. We're let's say yeah. Let's say you're starting from home.
But I'm by my lonesome, or I gotta get I got.
No, you can go with me and Keith.
But you have to break them off.
I'll dress as a girl.
Got $1,000? You damn right you will.
I'll do it for 30.
Right. Wait, you dress up as lady for $30?
Yeah, he would.
Oh, nice. Does it for free at our shows.
I know, but I mean, just to go out. To do it. I don't know, I might pay $30 just to go to dinner with Keith as a lady.
I would do that.
That sounds really funny. That sounds like a really great Thursday.
Yeah, man.
I feel like...
Well, I'm in high school, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't go into like a bar or get any drinks or nothing, so it's all free shit.
I'd probably go to the arcade for like an hour. Oh, yeah. That's a fun the like day off sort of thing to do, right?
Yeah. Or like yeah, like Dave and Buster's or something.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
That didn't exist then though.
Sure it did.
Big arcade.
They didn't have, well, they didn't have Dave and Buster's, but they did have they had arcades.
They had arcades for sure.
You think I can make money?
Wait, is this
off
high
of,
school
like,
in the 80s?
This is late.
Yeah, right. 1986.
Are we in the 80s?
If we're pretending.
No, I would say at the time you were in high school.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming.
Yeah.
I thought we were in the 80s.
No, I thought time trap. I don't know what I would do in the 80s.
How old are you? One of us is just like 30.
What were you saying, Keith?
How much do you think I could actually go for as a lady for like a daily rate? Like I'll just dress
go
as a lady.
Craigslist, see what you can get.
And we'll hang out.
Guaranteed. You might could get a lot because it's prostitution.
Well, no, I'm just dressing as a lady.
I know it's all.
I'm only gonna do it on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I'll say like I'll be like $60. I'll come hang out with you for 6 hours dressed as a lady, and I'll
six
just
hours?
That's yeah, so
Jesus Christ.
Like $10 an hour. I can make
just
like
hang out.
Yeah, I just hang out and pretend to be a lady the whole time
for 6 hours.
I could barely do anything for 6 hours.
Commitment.
It could be awesome.
That's
like,
almost
oh,
that's
God.
Almost a full work day. Just yeah. You hanging out with somebody being
some,
all lady.
Some people study movies. I study being a lady. It's like that's
like a lady.
Man, I think it'd be a good challenge, a good fun, and $60. It's more than I get for not dressing like a lady.
I would say 60 plus expenses.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't pay for anything. Everything's covered for me.
Okay.
Well, I'm the lady, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you say I'm hungry, they better get you food.
So what happens at the end of the 6 hours?
I go home and I take off my hair and I look at myself for an hour in the mirror.
Keith, they're gonna expect something if you go on a date.
Huh?
And they're buying you
they're
shit?
They're gonna expect something.
No, I'm just dressing as a lady. It's listed in my terms,
what if
Cloud. I'm not doing this all willy-nilly with some stranger. I'm going with friends, and I'm just gonna be a
what
lady.
What if you
just
fall
be careful.
In love.
Well, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
A simple
what started
man.
Started as a date and a joke turned to love.
It sounds like a great romantic comedy.
I can't explain how I feel, RJ.
I don't know if he's actually in the chat room today.
Oh, damn it.
I know.
I'll yell at him then. Yeah. When I was in high school, what the fuck was there to do? I didn't remember. I had a horrible high school. I only remember just being like so bored all the time in the suburbs.
Yeah, that's why I never ditched school ever because
like,
what are you going to do?
That's what I did.
Yeah.
In high school, I visited LP. I went from my sub to the suburbs to Chicago to see what LP was up to. And most of the time, we were drinking. And it was great. Yeah. So, I mean, it was real low maintenance. It wasn't that much money when we were doing it.
Yeah, no, not really.
Upon reflection, I kind of had a Ferris Bueller E day, but it was with a class. In high school.
Okay.
With an entire class?
Yeah, there are a couple
like
classes. It was called critical thinking class. You like take tests, like you don't, it's like the smart class, you don't do anything though. We just like, our teacher would be like, yeah, just make up some projects or go film things. But we're like, can we take a trip to Chicago? I'm like, yeah, sure. So we all just like got the day off for a field trip and we literally like went to the Art Institute, we went to Bennigan's, and we just, like, we had to break up in groups and just basically do whatever we wanted to. Just kind of roam the city in groups.
That seems irresponsible.
And it was all because we were in
How
critical thinking class. Oh, I was, like, a freshman or sophomore in high school.
Oh, gosh. So kidnapped.
Yeah,
shoot.
Yeah, it was, like,
you
didn't have any chaperones.
I
was, like, whatever,
Cameron
go have fun.
If I was a teacher, I would not take that risk. I wouldn't take that my kids on that field trip. Shit.
You can't just go. You can't just go.
They trusted us. Really.
They shouldn't have.
We were the future.
We made stop motion movies.
You think how much do you think I'd get if I auctioned myself off at the end of this week's show to hang out with an audience member as a girl for 6 hours?
Probably not.
How much did we go for that boat ride?
6 hours?
You know,
wait, was it 6 hours?
I don't know who'd want to hang out with you for 6 hours.
As a girl, B.O., not Keith.
Hang out with anybody for
six hours. When you had that wig on, it was pretty becoming.
What's her name?
I don't know yet. I'm not her right
what's
now.
What's the... Okay, but it's only to... And I can't, like, flirt with you or, like... You
know, I imagine there's flirting's gotta be a lot.
No, we can flirt.
Okay.
Yeah. We can hang out.
It's all classy, though. No touching.
No touching?
Unless you...
We're
unless
just
you
no hanging out.
What about playful, like... You know,
unless
playful
it's invited.
Playful what?
Tickling.
It depends on the tickling. Okay. There's gotta be a line somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm not tickling.
No, I mean, it's
not dressing as a woman. He's dressing as a lady.
I'm dressing as a lady. All
right.
And I'm not going on a date with you. I'm hanging out with you as a friend that happens to be a girl. Like, if Cloud and I hung out because she wasn't working and I wasn't working, we just sat around and watched movies for a while.
Yeah.
We just hang out. We're just friends. I want to provide that friendship.
But I already have that.
Yeah, I know, but you could pay for it.
Touché. Touché. All right.
But then, like, if they have... If they have to go to the grocery store to get, like, butter and eggs, you got to go with them,
exactly.
Right?
That sounds great. You
get to parade me around is mostly what it is.
Do I have to go with you, or can I just hire you to do shit?
No, we have to hang out.
Yeah,
hang out. Slave.
I'm not a slave. I'm a friend.
Just play music while it happens. And talk about the music that we're listening to while you go get me butter.
Okay. Yeah.
This position exists, like if people actually do this.
I guarantee
an escort.
Yeah, I mean that's the idea of an escort.
An escort, really.
But I'm an awesome friend.
If you check Craigslist right now, you can see that ad for that, right?
I'll look right now. Okay.
I'm sure there. I'm yes.
Hey, let's just hang out.
Sure, there are
cross. No sex. It's. I think it's like a whole section. It's just like.
Yes, that's the definition
like
of an escort. They
there's like relationship or like woman to man, like relationship, sexual, and then once
strictly platonic.
Strictly platonic.
If you're fun, you can make some money.
What do I? Am I women for men? I'm women for men.
I have a feeling you're not going to like what you
see. This first one's listed as panties. How is that platonic? Just panties? Come on.
Here we go.
Category lies.
Creative soul.
Oh, it's you.
There you go.
Would like to hang out with a 20-something man dressing as woman. Must hang out.
I'll put
not sexual.
Search for
not sexual.
Man dressed as woman. As lady.
Oh, no.
Careful.
And survey says...
Nothing.
This is an untapped market,
Keith. Maybe try cross-dresser.
No, that's not what it is.
Well, it is, though.
It is, though. It kind of is.
Man... dressed as lady.
You will
for money.
Did any results show up?
No.
I'm downloading
the transvestite hooker.
Alright, cross
openly search prostitution.
Cross dresser friendship. Nothing. See? I think I got this.
Yeah. You are gonna corner the market, Keith.
I mean, just to cross as your friend.
God, no, I hope you don't get it. Murdered.
See, this is what I worry about. Is I feel like this plan results in like a 40% chance of Keith being murdered his first night on the
a
job.
40% chance
of
murder?
60% chance
of living?
Murder.
Of
exactly.
Living? I'd agree those are not good odds.
But Keith, you say you would only do this with a friend, right?
Yeah, just put it on the Facebook.
So
you wouldn't have to do it with
any random person that's kind of associated with you.
I assume the murderers would be more afraid of me.
Interesting. Interesting.
You should bring a weapon. You can totally bring a weapon.
Yeah. Like a tiny pistol in my purse. I'm going to have to get a purse. I don't have a purse.
I have some.
Girls have purses. I have to learn how to use a purse if I'm going to be convincing. If I'm going to be convincing.
Cloud, get on that.
I have many purses.
I don't know if I can ever wear your lady's shoes, though. That's going to be...
He says nine.
Go to the Salvation Army or something. You can get some shoes.
Yeah. I'd have to wear, like, ugly penny loafers, though. Who would want to hang out with me then?
Hanging out with that.
I got to get some, like, lady-style pants.
I was going to say, do you have... Suit. Do you have a vision for your attire yet?
Haven't thought about it at all, really. Just trying to make money off this thing.
You could, I mean, there's a lot of ways you could go with it. You have strong shoulders, though.
I know, my shoulders are pretty broad.
Just wear a floral scarf to hide them.
Duh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Should be Cloud's cross-dressing tips.
That's really That's really
I'd
what
like to
it
hear
should
that
be.
Segment.
Fuck this golf.
Yeah, I have a pretty pronounced Adam's apple, too. Mm-hmm. It's gonna have to be. That's gonna. Have
Are
to
you trying
make,
to be convincing? Did you think you were gonna convince everyone that you were a lady?
It's better if I do.
I guess you're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, Keith, the scarf that disguises your broad shoulders could also disguise
help
your broad
neck.
Adam's apple.
I feel like if you hide things so much, it looks like you're hiding them.
What about your voice?
Scarves
though?
Are fashionable.
This voice. I have to be Southern.
Oh my God, is a lady walking in the room?
Who is that?
Like
lady
a classy lady.
Jeez.
Like a classy, like.
Jeez,
you know.
Guys. I'll just talk a little higher in my nose.
Keith, you're making me feel doodly with your ladiness.
I know, well, I just haven't had a lot of time. You know, I've been so tired. Because I'm a lady.
What does that mean?
Ladies are always tired.
I want Keith's cross-dressing tips.
Oh my God.
Wear a vest. Because it's something that both ladies and men wear, so it'll look good. And you have one.
Keith's dude looks like a lady tips.
Yeah!
Please send checks to Keith Habersberger. 720.
No.
No, Keith. What are you doing? I was thinking your dude looks like a lady and thinking all happy thoughts. And then you're giving away...
Zing, zing, zinging it. You know what's funny is I actually tried to give away our address
the
when
address
I was running...
The address of Octavarius HQ?
Yeah, when I was running a CIT regional.
Really?
And luck would have it, the videotape, the video camera didn't record when I hit record, so it wasn't recorded. So it was... I mean, the audience heard it.
I hate it when you give away our address. I hate that. Yeah. So you told the audience our address?
Yeah, in Austin, Texas.
It's not that secret. My assassin was able to find your address. That's a fact.
It is pretty easy.
He was here?
He came here when I was playing Assassins, Comedy Sports versus IO, which is a game, of course, where we pretend hunt each other for fun. And my assassin tried to kill me on Tuesday at my house, which he found my address somehow. And then I escaped. I was able to escape, but I was going north, which is the direction of the boy's place. So I talked to him, because he killed me eventually, and he was telling me, so you got away from me, and I saw you were going north, so I'm like, oh, he's going to the rest of Octavarius' place, so I'm going to go there. And then I got there, and everybody was, like, packing up shit into a car. So I was like, they're done, I guess. I missed him. And then, so apparently, he was able to discern. Because I was like, how'd you learn where we all live? And he's like, research.
One of us not probably, that hard to find.
It's probably on Facebook on one of our profiles.
I'm going to see if it's on mine. It's probably on mine.
And if you look through old party invites, too.
I don't see why you give a shit.
Oh, yeah, it's right on my profile.
That's my own thing.
Because that opens it up to the world.
It's on my profile, but it's shared with only certain people.
Nah, you can see it, whatever. Maybe they want to write me a letter.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe they want to personally invite.
God damn it.
Maybe we'll get a telegram during a podcast from, like, a guy in a...
Well, we are hated by many, so you got to be careful.
Or a villain.
You know who I don't trust? Telegraph delivery services that operate after 10 p.m.
Telegram.
Any telegraph.
Maybe they have a day job, Tim.
Telegraph. You mean the mailman? Oh, I'm sorry. Mailman. Here's your mail.
I'm about to go to bed. Where have you been?
Sorry.
I work late nights.
I'm the mailman.
Why are you at my front door? This is an apartment building.
Just take it or I get fired.
Sorry, I've been busy at my day job.
A custodian.
Day mailman.
And day mailman. What I really enjoy is night mailing.
Night mailing is the best. Here's your package of pornos. Or condoms. What are we getting? What do we decide?
Oh, condoms. Oh, condoms with our logo on it.
Like the Folsom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll goodness.
These condoms. That'd be so fun. Especially with McCool's face.
Did we explain this to our listeners?
No, not at all.
I think it came up just before I started surprising everybody at the beginning of the podcast. Yeah. We're just looking at sites. We want to be able to deliver more fun to you. So we're trying to get a bunch of goofy shit with our logo and such on it. One of the items we discovered for sale is condoms that you can put your own logo on and give out to your fans, friends, family, whoever.
Is it on the actual condom or is it on the wrapper?
I think it's probably on the wrapper. I doubt it's printed on.
Well, that's what I want, Tim.
That's not what you're going to get.
I want that. I want the hash.
I like it on a cigarette lighter. I think that's funny. I think just lighters everywhere.
I think that's good, but I think it's definitely funnier if it's on my dick.
Let's get the glow in the dark kind.
The invasion has begun.
First, all right.
Castelli is walking away from the microphone.
He just won the podcast. Well, he took the lead.
He took the lead.
You don't want a drink?
Castelli just says, "Fuck this! I win. I'm getting a beer."
Gross.
Here's the thing about the condoms. This is my argument against condoms.
Okay.
In general?
No.
Oh my god.
Just
Gonda would say no.
I know. I don't want to be known as Johnny No Condom.
There I call you Brian Bareback.
No. The thing I don't want is like. I just don't want to be responsible. I don't want to have anything with my logo on it on something that could be blamed for the paternity of something.
What if someone takes a lighter and burns their parents' house down?
Right.
I'd rather be okay with that because we know exactly what
killing
the lighter
is. Killing both parents, really?
Well, because the lighter did exactly the function it was supposed to. It made fire. I don't want the condom...
Yeah, Brian, would you rather be pregnant or dead?
It's not 100% effective.
Yeah, condoms aren't 100% effective.
It's right there on the label.
99%, that's it. That's how they get you.
I just want it to be clearly labeled then. Because I don't want to be responsible for anybody's accident.
What do you got then?
We could put our logo on 16-ounce jars of salsa.
Octavarius salsa. I don't want to sell salsa.
I do.
I would love to sell salsa.
Well, now you can eat the thing sucks. That can go on your dick. Octavarius. It's sample. Everywhere.
Yeah, let's get a sample of the salsa before we put our logo
okay,
on.
Okay, so a 16-ounce jar of it then? It's probably shitty.
I guarantee
well, let's see how shitty it is. Dude, if it's not that shitty,
I can't imagine
we could just buy regular salsa and put our sticker on it.
I've actually never had
that's essentially
salsa.
What it is, right?
It's hard
yeah,
to
how do you make
shitty.
Salsa bad, you know?
Yeah,
it's the same things.
It's like just tomatoes.
Well, it could just be
else.
Watery. It could be very watery salsa.
You drain it.
Tomatoes and water.
This. Just like a tomato in a jar.
We could put our logo on computer mice.
We can put our logo on computer mice. Can we also put our logo on 8-track tapes?
No one uses a mouse.
Who uses a mouse?
Everybody uses a mouse.
People who don't just use laptops.
Yeah.
I have a laptop and I use a mouse.
When I'm at work, people are at work, they use mice because they have desktops.
I do use a mouse. Yeah.
It's a computer game.
There's
right?
no trackpad on that keyboard.
God, do you guys need more coal for your steam engine?
We do.
Do you know where we can get some?
For our steam engine.
Can you imagine trying to create computer graphics on a touchpad?
That's my life, man.
That's the future.
I just remembered that
is the way to
I
go.
Ordered a set of stickers for my keyboard to help me edit faster. Ooh. I forgot that I ordered that. Sometime late in the evening, one evening last week.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be great. They're all colored stickers, and they'll just cover up all my normal letters and numbers with symbols for editing.
No shit.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to know my keyboard.
Shit.
I think I do.
So seriously, on days when you're late, do you use extra dense logs or what? How do you get to work in your steam engine? Jesus Christ.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
The car won't start.
Did you put a new log in it?
It took me a second.
Well, no, I was talking about use outdated technology.
Right.
I'm.
You think the mouse is outdated?
I asserted it, and then I decided to follow through.
Chapter one of this.
The modern mouse is different, though. The mouse has evolved, of course.
Well, mice are now used very widely in gaming. There exist very complex computer mice just for gaming.
My last gaming mouse had like 18 buttons on it.
That's too many buttons, yeah. I would say.
Well, it was like a WoW mouse, so I can like link all.
I remember that mouse was very complicated.
Yeah, I could link like combo spells.
Tough mouse.
So did you always have that mouse out, or like what would happen if somebody came over? Were you like, yeah, man, that's my mouse.
I was gonna steal his mouse. I don't think anyone did they?
No, it just kept breaking.
Yeah. I need a new mouse. How much does a mouse go for nowadays?
Does this one have a ball or is it laser?
I'm going to have a laser one. I'm not too fancy.
You could probably get a good laser mouse for like $15. Yeah,
I gotta do it. It's really just the time.
Lazy.
If my mouse right now, my right click doesn't work, it's really frustrating. But it works on my laptop, so I just have to use two hands. I'm debating if I should just buy a new mouse and just live with my decision. I don't know. I'm putting it out there, guys. $15.
Is RJ chatting with us today?
It does not look like RJ is actually in the room today.
Good, because I totally still have his mouse from college.
Fuck you, RJ.
It's awesome. It lights up different colors.
I'm sure he subscribes
it's
still.
Like
shit. I'm sure he'll hear
Edit
this.
It out. Edit it out. No, it's awesome.
He never brings it up in the shows when he comes visit.
The podcast?
Brings up I just berate him all the time.
RJ's the best.
I know he's the best. What were you saying, Bob?
You have his mouse.
Oh, well, yeah, it's like, it changes color. It's multicolored. I love rainbow things. And I think at some point I'm like, oh, yeah, scoot back to you. But then, like, years went by and I just still have it. And he probably knows I have it, but I should give it back to him.
Too nice.
But I love multicolors, especially when it changes.
Whoa. Easy Great. Cloud.
You know who wished he had a mouse like that?
Ferris Bueller.
Oh my god, we're doing the Ferris Bueller show!
Well, wow. Like one of my favorite scenes is when he hacks the school network.
Yeah. Oh, he totally does!
In the 80s.
He's like an expert hacker.
Yeah.
He's
really smart for not ever going to class.
Well, that's how he was able to do so well in War Games.
Exactly.
Same character.
He just didn't talk to the camera as much.
And so, yeah, he changes his absences to no absences, right?
Two absences.
Yeah, couple. Instead of nine.
Why doesn't he change his grades?
I'm sure
good
he does.
Good question. Maybe.
And it's like, though, I remember because it's
That's
so
what
80s.
He does in War Games.
Well, it's so 80s, though. It's like, it's yes, he's got here, nine times?
Nine times.
And then it goes backwards from 8 to 7. And I know now, you could have easily just pressed delete and then the number. But it had to be. It was a different time.
Would you say that Ferris Bueller is the original life hacker? He helps everybody in just hacking life.
I
agree. He does have
they're like everybody at the police station. Wrigley Field says save Ferris.
Yeah,
it is very Fight Club-y in that he kind of causes chaos in many ways. Yeah.
It brings joy to everyone.
He's kind of a troll, actually. He's like the 80s troll.
Yeah, how so?
Well, yeah, you mad, bro? He steals a car, destroys that.
He just sort of makes everybody mad. Or he eggs everybody on in general, I guess is what it is.
But everybody likes him. The cops like him.
Some of the adults don't like him.
Yeah. Produces positive things in the end.
Restaurant owner didn't like him, did he?
Nope.
That guy didn't. But he has.
He still
so
had a
many
job to do.
Yeah, that he was doing the restaurant guy was doing his job.
I love you, Ferris Bueller, but I gotta do my job.
the the kid,
more snooty.
He just burst into this restaurant and said he was someone else. He tried to steal. He did steal someone's reservation.
Someone, Abe Froman,
the Sausage King,
the Sausage King of Chicago.
Abe will be very upset later.
I'm sure he would. I'm sure he would.
What if Abe showed up? Lucky. He had a lot of lucky breaks.
He did.
We were talking about when he had to be home. What if his sister didn't get arrested or had to, or not arrested, but at the police station and then got, her parents got delayed coming home?
That's true.
What
if he broke his leg when he jumped on that tiny trampoline over the fence?
Crazy.
I mean, that could have easily happened.
Didn't they have a couple of close run-ins on the road, too? I seem to remember something like that.
Yeah,
he was also, they banked very heavily on the stupidity of other characters in the sense of phone hydrants. Because, like, he calls, he has his buddy call, and then he makes it so he has to call, and so he was banking on the fact that Rudy would answer the second call and then be so embarrassed that he would let the person go, whatever. And he did the same thing with the restaurant person.
Yeah.
A lot of phone hijinks.
It doesn't work now with caller ID.
Yeah,
no, sir.
It'd be much harder.
Imagine if Ferris had the technology of today for his pranking. Why? Yeah. You can wire your entire house's lights turn on and off with your iPhone.
They're going to remake it with that talk. They're going to remake it.
Really?
Say these things.
As long as they cast me as the girl. $60 a day. That's cheap.
It's pretty cheap for an actor.
Cheap for an actor.
Yeah.
But he'll only work 6 hours a day.
Yep.
No,
then he's going home.
And I'm taking off my wig, looking in the mirror.
For about an hour.
Keith, I feel like it wouldn't be $60. It would just be $60 to have you as a woman. It'd be like an added cost to just having Keith.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's like a Mrs. Doubtfire kind of gig.
I mean, you can't sell yourself short here.
Oh, dear. Oh,
dear. Yeah, are you going to be Scottish?
It depends on what the role.
If I buy you, can I make my own rules? Can I make requests? Or I have to go by your rules?
I think there are requests. There's a certain amount.
If I want to be
what did you request?
Or do I just have to do...
Would you do that with a lady?
Would I do what?
If you were on a date with a lady, would you be like, for this date, could you be Scottish?
I'm paying for it, so maybe. if I'm giving, it's essentially prostitution without the sex.
Yeah.
And so if I'm visiting,
or the kissing or any of that, it's just hanging out, guys.
It could be tickling, so you know, might be tickling.
All right, yeah, there could be tickling. There's not kissing.
Kissing's gonna is not
occasional tickling. No,
I'm
kissing.
I'm getting a cheek kiss. At the end of the night.
All right, I can give you that.
If that's out, then I'm not doing this.
If I fall in love with you, you get more.
Okay, all right. I imagine if I'm paying money, I can make not a lot of rules. You don't have to dress a certain way, but if you, I want to do a Scottish accent for 6 hours, maybe I can do that.
Is this getting into, like, fetishes, though? Like, I want you to do this.
I imagine that would be the higher clientele. Is outside of people that he knows, there's people who have fetishes of just being with a crossdresser, which is essentially what it is. I'm sure.
Well, yes, but like you're adding on top of the fetish of being with a crossdresser,
a Scottish crossdresser,
pretty specific market,
or a crossdresser with a Scottish affectation.
It's really not in my wheelhouse to be Scottish. Is the thing.
You're looking for another dude who dresses up like a lady.
Yeah.
One who can smells like Doubtfire porn or something.
That's true.
Yeah, rule 34, man.
Rule 34, man.
Rule 34.
What?
Rule 34 says...
If it exists.
If it exists, there's porn for it.
I haven't heard of this.
Yeah.
That's funny. How about lamp porn?
Yeah, dude. Guaranteed.
It's out there.
Lamp porn.
Oh.
But you have to imagine it from someone who has a fetish for lamps. It just has to be like really, really solid, like crisp pictures of lamps.
Like solid ass lamps.
Like, damn, that's a sexy lamp. Like, fuck, dude. That's a lamp.
There are people out there like that, man.
Lamp enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever been on the internet?
Guarantee you lampenthusiast.com exists.
Lamp enthusiast?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Go to it. Bing versus Google.
I'm just going to type in the website. Google could not find lampenthusiast.com.
Here comes Bing. Lamp enthusiast.
It just shows one guy.
With a lamp, basement. I imagine.
Basement full 80s. Of lamps.
Gonna get a lot of fucking Steve Carell I Love Lamp pictures show up. I
bet. Lava lamp enthusiast, I got.
Oh, good.
There you go. Lava lamp. Did anyone have a lava lamp before?
Yes,
I had a lava lamp fall off a shelf and hit me in the head.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Oh, God.
What?
No, but it was heavy.
Ah, yeah. It's real heavy.
Yeah, it's okay. Very heavy. Like 12. Ooh. I remember it left me very confused for like
probably a concussion.
Like 10 minutes. Probably. I was just like sort of like just laid limp on the bed with my head hung because I was reaching over and pulling in a drawer and the drawer hung on the cord, the power cord that went up to the shelf of it, so it pulled it, and as I opened the drawer it pulled it off, and then it fell, and I sort of heard it falling. I'm like, oh no, and it just hit me in the back of the head, and I just sort of didn't really say anything. I sort of like went limp and was confused for like a minute. Oh. And I slowly sat up and tried to figure out what happened, and
those
I figured it out.
Those things get real hot too.
Thank goodness it wasn't on. Thank and God, it was just, it was off. It probably would have shattered too if it was on. Yep.
And then it would then very hot liquid. Yeah,
he would not look the same today.
Yeah, he'd probably be scarred, probably for life. Yeah, I would see that.
Then I'd have to dress as a lady. They can wear makeup. It's totally cool.
That's right. That's right. I remember having one. I just, it's not cool. Like when you're a kid, and you have a lava lamp. That's not its purpose. It's for. It's like a. You know. It's like for like sexy bachelor pads. Like, have a lava lamp.
No, they're cool. I had a purple glittery one. It's awesome.
The ladies do like a lava lamp.
It took like half an hour to work.
It did take forever.
Like half an hour.
Not a half an hour. I had one when I was a kid.
Like, it just makes the room hot.
Give it 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
5 minutes, and it's going all over the place.
I don't know about that.
Trust me, I'm a lamp enthusiast.
Do you have a website, Tim?
Oh, yeah, it's, it will be, it will be, fuckthatlamp.biz.
Oh, Bing, you're useless. I bung, man dressed as a lady for friendship. None of these are what I'm looking for. But, dogs dressed as Lady Gaga came up. So let's look at that.
I babysat this family, and they would allow their kids, like, age 2 and 3, to watch Lady Gaga music videos. And they're like, yeah, if they ever say Gaga or, like, something similar, just go to some videos on YouTube. It's totally cool. And, like, I would, because they said to, but these kids were, like, being exposed to so much sexuality.
I'd rather they be exposed to sexy lamps dot piz.
I prefer the lamps.
No, fuck that lamp dot piz.
Wait a minute. Well, if you found out your son or daughter was a lamp fucker, you would prefer that over watching Lady Gaga music videos?
I prefer them to be fascinated by lamps rather than
no,
Lady
no,
Gaga.
I want them. No, fucker.
Yeah, they have. They fuck
you
lamps.
Come home and they're just fucking a lamp.
It's like American Pie, but Jason Biggs just has a dick in a lamp.
So true.
He's just screaming in pain.
Oh, no.
Fuck that lamp!
Is the lamp on?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
it's
gotta be on.
Oh, yeah.
That's when it's the sexiest.
I'm almost starting to picture like the there's no light bulb in there. He's just fucking smoking.
Look at this guy.
Like,
what are you doing? That's no.
Fucking that lamp.
Dude, that's his American right.
I just imagine he. Just imagine he carves a hole into the base somewhere.
It's just as ridiculous, so I'll accept it.
Please, please don't fuck that lamp.
Oh my goodness.
Please.
That's fuck that lamp. Dot biz.
These dogs dressed as Lady Gaga are great.
What do we have to go through, like, with the Danica Patrick site to get that GoDaddy?
GoDaddy
get us a dot biz?
I
probably
don't...
will let you buy fuck that lamb.
Why not? Commercials are so it's sexually internet. Suggestive.
It's like the Wild Wild West.
I'm not saying you can't buy it. I'm saying GoDaddy might not let you. I don't know.
Yeah, we could definitely get it.
GoDaddy has standards for that?
God, what a weird website that would be. I imagine it's like... it's like Bang Bros with a lamp.
They just throw it out the window at the end.
Yeah. Well, I imagine they like they ride around in a big
the cum shot. You know, the guy's always wearing the shade.
they go at like yard sales and they have to go and talk to the person by the yard sale, buy the lamp, and they have to talk them down from like you know $12. I'll give you $7 for it.
They're just in a van driving.
Yeah. So shady.
Oh, man. Dude, that's shady.
No, I didn't mean to make a pun.
Yeah, I just found a video on YouTube. The description is, a romance between a young man and his lamp involves him fucking it.
Oh. Rule 34. You're welcome.
I want to watch this.
No, I can't believe.
Out of control.
How serious is it? If it's a joke, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, I only want to watch a man fucking a lamp.
Oh, man. Like, getting it all on the lamp.
Oh man, if that exists, I do want to see it.
I do want to see it.
The night I fucked the lamp. That's how its title starts. There he is in a bed. There's his lamp. Oh no, don't do it. Don't you fuck that lamp, sir.
There are actually people that are like...
Don't. I can't. There's no sound, so I'll just describe. He's in bed, he's reading a comic book, his lamp is lighting on and off. I imagine it's talking to him. Oh, he's looking over like, hey, what do you want to do tonight? What is this?
He's talking to the lamp.
I think the lamp's like coming on to him is what it is. Oh, boy.
Of course.
That's a shot.
That is quite the flirty lamp.
I can't believe this. I can't see.
Turning on and off.
We're in the dark with you, listeners. Me and Keith are on the opposite couch here.
To the penetration.
There are people that are like legitimately in love with objects. Do you guys see a special about the woman who's in love with the bow and arrow?
What?
I knew the woman who married the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same chick, and she like...
It's not the same chick, she's in love with two things?
It's the same chick, or is it the same condition?
There's a special about this, and it mainly focuses on this one chick, and she talks about how she goes from like object to object, and like, it's like true love, and she like has sex with these objects. And
mm-hmm. She has sex with the Eiffel Tower?
Apparently, yeah.
No, no.
Berlin Wall.
That is everyone's.
There's a guy I saw. It's true love. It was like a car. He was in love with a car.
Yeah.
And he tailpipe.
It's like MTV True Life. I'm sure it's out there.
I saw a dude that married a golf course.
Damn it! I knew it.
He got to love that golf course day in, day out.
All 18 holes.
Treat it like a real lady. But you know what? He was a shitty golfer. He was a real shitty golfer.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, Castelvi, I'll tell you. You know what that shitty golfer could have used a couple of?
What's that?
What? Well, he could have used a couple of
Clouds golf tips.
If you want to find the perfect grip, go out to the course around 11:30 p.m. Grab your favorite club. Put a wig on it. Maybe a little lipstick. Squeeze it a little tight, not too tight, just the same way that you would squeeze a lady's arm or shoulder. There you have it. Perfect grip.
This has been Clouds Golf Tips, but mostly a dog.
Bark, bark.
That is certainly showing up in the feed.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. I actually just said a question in the chat if they could hear the dog in the background.
Of course, yeah. Well, that's going to just about wrap it up for us. Oh, no.
Whoa, this is weird.
Oh, wow, this hasn't happened in so long. McCool is not here.
Jeez.
Well, there's seven of us.
Great.
Oh, wow.
I guess that means it must be time for Octavarius's
seven words of wisdom.
If
you
ever
think
I
won't
continue,
this has been Octavarius's Seven words of wisdom.
You started an if-then statement? How is that going to be seven words?
It's just like Bakula's.
Yeah. You're right.
I wanted it to be true.
Well, yeah, I guess we succeeded. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. But if you're listening live on Octavarius.com, Be sure to check out our Ferris Bueller show this Sunday at Comedy Sports Theater. That's 929 West Belmont at 7 p.m. Otherwise, check us out every Sunday at that place at that time for a new show every
week.
Thanks
for coming to the Halloween show.
Oh, thank you so much for coming to that Halloween show. It was so spooky. It was lots of fun.
It was super fun.
So many awesome costumes. I just love shows where people get to dress up.
Man, it's so many people dressed up.
Yeah, I just love that. That's one of my favorite aspects of the show.
Me too.
Well, until then, that's going to do it for us. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Go run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
Why'd you have to go and make things so complicated? Seems like it's just back to back.